Okay, we are on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, the beginning of the seventh parak, with a new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah the following: Hanoder min hayerek. Before we talked about Noder min hamavushal, so now we are going to talk about Hanoder min hayerek. Mutter bedaluin. So a person says they take a neder not to eat yerek. To see what that means exactly. So they are. Presumably, yerek, I think we've seen this before, yerek means like some type of like greens. It doesn't mean like any vegetable. It means like some of the greenery type of thing. So a person takes a neder from a yerek, so they're permitted to eat diluyin, so at least says the Tanakhama, diluyin, they're gourds. Okay? The Ran says, because a gourd is not it's not yerek, it's a pri. It's funny. We'd say gourd is a vegetable. It's like, you know, pumpkins and things like that. Actually, the truth is, I don't know, maybe they are. Maybe pumpkins are pre, I don't know. But either way, they're very different, right? They're maybe something that grows in the ground also. It's a very different item. And he writes, V'istam mefarshi, the stam yerek nechal kamoshu chai, udluyan einan kain, right? And some explain the difference also. Maybe the difference is that, you know, greenery, lettuce, you know, cabbage, you know, things like that, that is eaten raw. As opposed to gourds, which are always, you know, they have to be cooked, etc., to make them edible. So they're very different, they're fundamentally different in that way. Fine. So says the Tanakhama, you make a neder not to eat yerek, you are allowed to eat diluyin. Rabbi Akiva oser. Rabbi Akiva says no, you cannot. If you take a neder not to eat yerek, you are also not allowed to eat diluyin. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, said Rabbi Akiva, Falu Omer Adam Lashlucho, Kach Li Yerek, Vu Omer Lamatzasi El Diluyin. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, wait a second, if you go to the supermarket and your wife says, get yerek, and when you come back, you're like, well, I didn't find yerek, but I found diluyin, right? That's something a person would say, or would call from the store, like, I don't see any yerek, but diluyin, that I see, right? So that's what, a person would do that, right? So what do you see? The implication being, if that's true, if that's the type of thing that people would typically do, what does that mean?
Not the same thing.
Or you could argue, sorry, this means, okay, ready? That the implication here is that Rabbi Kiva is when he says it's aser, right? So Rabbi Kiva, what do you mean it's aser, right? What do you mean a person would go to the supermarket and say, like, someone sent me and said, well, get me yerek, and I said, well, I didn't find yerek, but I found diluyin. Oh, must be, they're different, right? So in which case, what do you mean if I make a data from yerek, I can't eat diluyin? So Amlahan, so he says back to him, no. So Rabbi Kiva says, you're right, Kena Davar, right? Or Shema Omer Hu Lamatsasi Elakitnis. So he says, but that might be true, but Shema Omer Hu, right, low, right, meaning Shema Omer Hu low, Lamatsasi Elakitnis. So Rabbi Kiva says, but wait a second. Would I call and say, I didn't find yerek. Let's say the yerek is some type of like lettuce type of thing, okay? And he says, I didn't find lettuce, but I found beans. Would you say that? You wouldn't say such a thing. Why not? Yeah, I didn't find apples, but I found Cap'n Crunch.
Substitute it. It's a good substitute.
Exactly. Meaning I wouldn't call and even ask such a kasha, such a question, because the two things are so different, right? So Elamai, Elisha Duluyim Bechalal Yerek, Vikitnis in a Bechal Yerek, right? If I would call and say, I couldn't find this, but I found that, right? So you might say, oh, see, that's not the same. That's why you're saying, I didn't find this, but I found something else. But Rabbi's response is, the fact that you would even ask such a question means that they're similar enough that you might think one could substitute for the other. Fine. And Haraya, I have a proof, because if I would say, Lomatsasi Elakitnis, right? Let's say beans or whatever, no one would think that. Right? Elisha Dluyim Bechlal Yerek. Vikidis and a Bechlal Yerek. Fine. So that's Rabbi Kiva's approach. The Usar Bepol HaMitzri Lach Umutter Beyavish. Okay? And a person who's noted in Yerek is also forbidden to eat Pol HaMitzri. We'll say it's some type of bean also. But as long as it is sort of fresh, and Lach means wet, but meaning like moist or whatever. But if it's Yavish, so then if it's dried out, then for sure you are allowed to eat. That you're allowed to eat. Fine. So look at the Ran again. Vehu Omer lo matzi ela deluyin. Ama lo mikri yerek di mikri yerek yikachem. Right, he wouldn't have to call. Right, if it's the same thing, I don't have to call. Ask. Right, that's normal. Right, so it must be the difference. So Aunem kena davar mizani maybe raya leesor deluyin. Right, and the response is, what do you mean? That's my point. That they are the same. Fine. And aser pola mitri lach the koshu lach yerekavi, because if it's moist, so sort of similar, I guess, the polymetry to being like a like Yerik. Fine. Okay. So it says the Gemara is fine. I know the mini Yerik. Sorry. So ask Gemara. Vaha min Yerik nadar. I don't understand. All right, what's going on? Look at the Ran explains. The Rabbi Kiva parach. Right? They're asking the question to Rabbi Kiva. Right, Rabbi Kiva, who says that delusion is like Yerik, because I would have said, you know, I would call to ask, you know, what's Can I get the delusion instead of the Yerik, seeing that the delusion is like Yerik? And the Gemara responds, what are you talking about? That's not what I asked for delusion, I asked for Yerik, right? So says the Ram, Rabbi Kiva Parach, Hey Chazab Deluyan, Daha Min Yerik Nadar, but Deluyan Lav Yerik Ninu, Elaprim. It's not the same, right? The Bishlama Polamitri, I understand Polamitri. Amar the Kiva the Sha'osim Menu Dagon, Keshu Yavish, a Polamitri, once it's if it's dried out, you can make flour out of it. Before that love, until that you wouldn't do that. Adhahi shaita yerekave, velo pri, el dilian kasha, right? But he's bothered by it. So Gemara says, I don't understand, Rabbi Kiva. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I get that someone might call and say, hey, can I get it instead? Can I get the dilian instead of Yerik? But it's not really the same. And we know that. So, like, what's going on here? Fine. So Amr Ula, no, so I'll explain it. He says, it's not that specific. It's not that he just said, you know, I'm forbidding myself from Yerek, that he's now asked to eat Deluyan. It's too different. So what's the case? So I'm really, but Omer Yarki Kedera Alai. Right, so his response is, no, what's the case? The case is, the person said Yarki Kedera, or Yerake Kedera Alai. Right, it's not that he just said Yerek, but Yerake Kedera. Okay, so why is Yerake Kedera different? It says, the Ran V'kevan Dimi Yaiser Lishnei L'michla Deluyan Asi. Kevan de mimlech shlicha alayu, right? So once they say yarki kedera, so that's like, you know, items that will go in a pot that are also that are yerek, which is could be more things. Look at the Rash, the Mefarish explains a little bit more. Yarki kedera alay vidluyim bechla yarki kedera hein sharei misbashlin bekedera, right? So meaning, like we said before, yerek presumably means more of this like greenery, but it sounds like it is true that the word yerek can also be a little more expansive, and it can refer to other vegetables in general that go in that are cooked in a pot. So if I say yerek kedera, so that already, it doesn't only mean the green leafy vegetable, it can mean something else, and gourds are also something that's cooked in a pot. So it could be, you know, and there are even vegetables sort of that can be cooked in a pot. Okay, so maybe that's what's happening here. Okay. So says the Gemara back. So fine. So Ula said, "Be Omer Yarka Kedera Lai." Gemara says back, "V'dama Yerek Hanechal Be Kedera Kamar." Right? Maybe that means Yerek that's eaten in a Kedera. So what does that mean? Says Mefarish, "V'dama Haydika Amar Yarka Kedera Lai Yerek Hanechal Be Kedera Lai Kamar Kegon Shumim Ubitzolim like garlic and onions." Meaning, when you say Yarke Kedera Alai, maybe you don't mean more, you know, main ingredients. Right? You're not being expansive in terms of your main ingredients, but you just mean the things that are like the enhancers. Right? So if you tell me the case is, oh, no, I'll tell you why you're including Deluyan, or Rabbi Kiva is including Deluyan. Because the case is that I said Yarke Kedera Alai. So like maybe it's more things. So Gemara responds is, but wait a second, Yerek Hanecha B'Kedera, meaning just means that language may not be included, because that can't just include the things that are enhancers to the other items that go in the pot. Okay, so answer the Gemara. But Omer Yerek HaMisbashal B'Kedera Alai. No, it means the Yerek that is cooked in a pot, meaning not the things that enhance it, but the different items that are the main thing, right? Says Mefarish, the Deluyan Nami Hein Misbashal B'Kedera. We actually mentioned that before, that Deluyan are specifically cooked. You can't eat the Deluyan raw. You have to cook them. So Deluyan Nami Hey Mispashal B'Kedera, but no sin no sun betavshil, bishvil tavshil. You put them in there for a cooked dish. Aval shumin ain't no sin no sun elal bishvil tam, right? But shubin, that's not the actual item. It's just there to enhance, right? So meaning that's Rabbi Akiva aser is the diluyin, but maybe isn't asering the shumin necessarily, right? Because the diluyin are the main thing, and they're also cooked in a pot, and that's why they're included. Fine. Okay. So fine. So that you know satisfies us at least at this part. That meaning if it was Rabbi read it, I know that meaning Yarek Stam, you're right. Even Rabbi Akiva would seem to imply that Rabbi Akiva wouldn't agree to aser diluyin also, because they're too different. But if the language was Yerek Hamispasha, but could they rely? So then already that's going to include things like gourds also. Fine. So but what's this machlokes really about? And by the way, even in that case, the Tanakama wouldn't. Right, so Rabbi Akiva is going to say, okay, that's also cooked in a pahara. But Tanakama is still going to say, no, what are you talking about? They're not the same. That's why you would ask, right? Because they're not the same. Fine. Okay, what's this machlokes about? What's going on here? So Rabbanan Savre, Komil said the Tzarech Shlicha, Limluchi Allah, Lav Mineu. Right, so the Rabbanan hold that any time the shliach would have to ask a question and you want to know, like, I don't know, is this what you asked me? Right, the fact that the shliach is going to have to ask you if this is, you know, what you know, the thing you asked about, so that already tells you lav minehu. That means it's not the same thing, right? If you keep a savar called milsa the mimlach shlicha la minehu. He says no. Anytime I have to, the shliach thinks to say, well. Can I don't have the actual thing he asked, but I could substitute this thing. So what does that mean? Rabbi Akiva says, that means it's the same thing. Right? It's similar enough that you think to ask. Fine. So Amr Abaye, Modi Rabbi Akiva, yeah, good. So Amr Abaye, Modi Rabbi Akiva, L'inyin Malkos, Shein Lok, Rabbi Akiva says, by the way, even Rabbi Akiva, who is telling me that diluyin are bichlal yerek, right? You made a net not the yerek, and now you're going to include diluyin because it's things that are, you said things, you know, yerekos that are yerek that's cooked in a pot. And he says, yeah, that would really be included in that because someone asked, I don't know, maybe I put some gourd in the pot also. I don't, you know, it's not crazy. It'd sort of be included. So even Rabbi Akiva, who's the machmir and says, that's also usher, he would agree that if you'd actually eat it, you wouldn't have violated your netter in, to the extent that you would get malchus. He doesn't think that. You would not get malchus. Okay. Okay, why is that? Take a look at the Mefarsh. Modi Rabbi Akiva, Afagav, see where I am? Afagav, the Oser B'diluyin, is like five lines in the bottom of the skinny lines. Afagav, the Oser B'diluyin, im achal diluyin, eino loke. I mean, even though he asked the diluyin, if you actually eat the diluyin, I mean, not the Yerek, if you eat the Yerek, you get Malkos. If you eat the diluyin, eino loke. Because Savar Leika Malkos, he's going to hold there's no Malkos. The lo yachal devaro, you don't have the Malkos of lo yachal devaro. So since you have to ask, so that already you're not going to tell me you're going to get malchus for violating your nether. That we're not going to say. So that's great. But then,
what's the point?
What's going on here? So what does that mean? Does it mean he asks it? Does it mean he asks it like what? It's usher. You shouldn't do it. But if you did so, you don't violate the nether. So then what happened here exactly? Right? How did I? What is like this middle ground? The Ran. I'm Rabbi. Modi Rabbi Akiva. L'inyan Malkos she'ena loka. The cave in the diluyin lo mishtamai behedya. Right. Since you didn't say diluyin, right? Ela mirubuya delishna. You just it was like through your inclusive language here. You included also. Afagav the mamlech shlicha alei. Even though a shlich would ask about it, right? Lo mitzrei bevadai. Ela misveka. Hilkach lo laki, right? So the way the Ran says it is because it's still like sort of a suffix. I'm not going to give malchus to somebody from violating it, even in Issa Daraisa of what Rabbi Akiva would assume is still in Issa Daraisa of lo yachal devaro. But you only violate me suffix, and so he's going to tell you me suffix. He's not suffix Daraisa lachumra, right? That you shouldn't do so. But he's not going to give you malchus me suffix. I wonder. I'm not sure, but I wonder. If the reason part of the rationale here is that the isra of chavala in general, right, the fact you're not allowed to hit another person and cause them a wound, comes from the Gemara's the Torah's limud is specifically in a case of a person who's getting malchus, and the Torah says lo yosif, you shouldn't give him extra malchus, and you see from there an isra of chavala. So I wonder if the following. Every time you give malchus on a person, nisafik, what's the possibility? If they're not really chayiv malchus, then you're violating the daraisa of chavala. So it could be that misafik, or Rikiva will say that you are that misafik, you know, will say don't eat it, right? Because it might be violating this the daraisa, safik daraisa l'chumra, right? But in terms of giving malchus, we also say safik daraisa l'chumra. Right, out of our concern that maybe we're going to violate the Isser Chaval of giving an extra, or even one extra, I don't know, say Malchus in singular, but one extra lash. Yeah. There you go. That English is better for that one. So even one extra one, right? It's going to would be an Isser. So maybe there, it's the Suffolk Derais in both directions, right? Remachem in both directions. I didn't see that anywhere, but that could be that's what's going on here. Fine. Okay, fine. So that gives a little more explanation than the Farish, right? What's happening here? Because it's Suffolk, so Suffolk derives the Lechumra, but maybe both of it's fine. Okay. Again, the Ron Lee saying, Misfeka, we're not going to give Malchus. I'm just explaining why Misfeka, we're not going to give Malchus. Fine. Back to the Gemara. Okay. Tanan Hasam. Hashliach. Fine. So the bottom line is this is the Machalokas Rabbi Kiva in the Tanakama. And we assume that not Stam, the case of Nodim and Yerek, but Yerek, that's going to go into a pot. I mean, even Rabbi Kiva, who's Machmir, he's only Machmir that you shouldn't do it. He's not Machmir that we would actually give Malkos. Or maybe he's Machmir not to give Malkos in such a case. Okay. Tanan Hasam. Hashliach Sha'asa Shechuso. Balabayis mal, lo asa shechuso shliach mal. We don't have yet the example of what this is referring to, and we will get a little more detail as we move on. But the point is, at least, is as follows: if a person sent a shliach to do something, okay, and when they and the shliach does this thing that the mishalech asked him to do, okay, and that includes mi'ila. Right, so that what mi'ila being that you go ahead and you make use of something that is designated for the Beis HaMikdash for your own use. Okay, so you take an animal that's been already set aside as a korban and you decide to take it for yourself. Let's say something like that. So you make use of something that is designated for the Beis HaMikdash. So if you do so, take a look at the Ran. Shliach sha'asa shlichuso balabayis mal. And this is an important point. The afikav the kamelin ain shliach l'dvarav. You have a rule in general. If I say to you, can you go and steal from me? And you do that, like you stole. Don't put it on me. The fact that I sent you to steal something, it doesn't matter. That's something you did by a dime. You did it yourself. So it doesn't. I don't get the isser when you steal, even if I told you to, right? Shiny meila the afin and chait mitruma. The isser perak beis the kiddushin. There's a special zeres akasev in the Gemara and Kiddushin that by meila, even though usually we say ain't shliach levar vera, that by meila, if I told you to do something and you went and did it, and that thing that you did is meila, I'm actually chayav meila. I'm chayav for the meila. Fine, and then I have to pay back plus the chomesh for the thing that I took that was taken for me by my shliach for myself. Fine, because by the way, in general, if I send you to make a kinyan in my behalf, right, you can do that. Right, so let's say I ask you to go claim property or claim an item for me, and you do that. So that does work. It's also not an avera. Here, the point is that you're doing so. Anyway, that's awesome. Fine. Okay. However, lo back to the Ran, lo asa shlichus or shliach mal. But if he doesn't do the shlichus, so then shliach is chayiv. Right? Da adai to denafshei to kavit. So let's say that wasn't the thing I asked you to do. You're in the middle of doing my shlichus, and then you do the meila yourself. It's something you decide to do. So then that wasn't my ask to you. So now. Now the shliach is going to be mal. Okay.
Presumably, the inference right from there is that if he had done what he was instructed to do, the original guy would be chayv, but the shliach
is not chayv,
which is interesting. So he's doing meila, and only the original.
Only the Baal HaBayis is chayv. That's the big chiddush. Correct. Yes. Correct. Yes. Good point. Right. Right. The point being, only one of us is mal in such a case. Good. I think you have a person who does a maisa avera. And isn't chayav for the ma'aseh avera. Yeah, wild. Okay. And like you have a brain, like you can decide, right? Like it sound like right, not a robot, but fine.
You have like joint liability. And, you
know, right. Like yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. Okay. Fine. So fine. So now, where's this coming from? So we're going to see what this has to do with us. So Mantana. Oh, so who's the author of such a mishnah? Amr v'chista mas nisin to log Rabbi Akiva. Right. This sounds like it is not like Rabbi Akiva. Right. Why this none? Ketzad, I mean, because now we have the continuation of that Mishnah about Me'ilah. This non Ketzad, what do you mean? What's the case of Shlech Sha'osar Shlichusa, or not also Shlichusa when it comes to Me'ilah? Amrlo, Tein Basar La'orchim, V'nas Lehem Kaved. Tein Kaved, V'nas Lehem Basar, HaShliach Ma'al. Okay, so one of the cases is, the guy says to Shliach, he says, do me a favor, I want you to give meat to my guests. And instead of giving meat, he gives liver. So it depends where you come from and your background, whether liver counts as meat or not, right? So, or he says, give liver, and he gave them meat, okay? So in that case, the shliach is mal, right? But he said in that case, the shliach was not osa shlichuso, right? And that's why he's the one who's mal. So the meat he took was based on English meat, let's say, right? And he, and the guy told him to give it, but he gave not the meat, he gave the covet, or he said to give the covet, and he gave the meat. So the shliach is mal. Okay. V'i Rabbi Akiva, ha'am Rabbi Akiva, kol milsa de mimlech ala shliach minei, kol milsa de mimlech ala shliach minei, hu limol balabayis, v'lo limol shliach. Right? So meaning, Rabbi Akiva was the one who had said that if there's something that would be a swap for that item, now maybe ask, maybe I don't have this, but I have that. So then in that case, Rabbi Akiva said, in that case, the shliach is doing that which the shliach is doing that mishalech asked, right? Once he's like, oh, I don't know, maybe this is the same, right? The two items are now considered the same, the fact that I would ask, right? So according to Rabbi Akiva, who should be chayef in such a case? The shliach should be chayef. Right? Shliach should be ma'wai, because he gave a replacement item that a person would typically ask and say, hey, maybe that's something that would be the same. So it must be that our Mishnah, that this Tana is not like Rabbi Akiva. Fine. Look at the Mefarish for a second. Amir Shlucha Otein Basal Orchim V'Nas Lehem Kaved. We'll actually go one up. Masis in the Ve'ila, the Shliach Mal, the Lok Rabbi Akiva. Right, so the Mishnah, this Mishnah Ve'ila, that says the Shliach is Mal, that's not Rabbi Akiva. The Katani Seifa, Lo Asher Shechuso, Shliach Mal. We say if he doesn't do Shlichus, so the Shliach is Mal, and he's the one who's Chayiv. So what's going on here? Okay, he says, Amr Shlucho, Tein Basar La'orchim, and Nasalem Kaved, Shliach Mal, the Lo Asher Shechuso, the Ein Kaved Bechla Basar, because liver's not meat. Vi Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar kavi bechla basar havei. He would say the kavi is like basar. Why? The milsa the milmach halash shliach mineihu. Right. So it's something that the shliach would ask about. V'achanami, we don't have a proof that's something someone asked about. But the assumption here, I guess, is that it's close enough that a person would ask. Right. Wait. I'm still fleshix after I eat liver. Right. V'achanami. That's not necessarily a good point. But it's not a terrible point. V'achanami. Afagad delo imlech. Even though he didn't ask. Hash ta'orchehu limluch. It's the type of thing you'd ask about. Right, dechi amar lo tein basar laorchin v'lahayel basar ela kaved darkal lomar en li ela kaved v'kaman demilmechlem. Something a person would say, right? I don't have steak, but I have liver. That's something a person would do. So imkain sounds like this is not Rabbi Akiva. Fine, so we'll stop here. We'll see if I have an answer for Rabbi Akiva, but we'll pick that up tomorrow.
The interesting thing is.